Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Changers on 101.5 UMFM.
That's on the radio.
And online at umfm.com.
Wow.
And we talk about video games.
Yes. It's true, though.
Sometimes. I'm Megan.
And I'm Alice.
And we also happen to collect a lot of video games.
Yes.
And talk about video games. Did I say it already?
Yes, but I was like collecting. I was like, yes, because I have, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to play this game. And then I'm like, no, I'm going to beat this game in like a day. And then with the, you also bought me Nier Replicant, and we have Pokemon Snap. And yeah.
Made in the Skier.
Yes.
We're going to get Later Gator.
Yes. So, yeah. So, like, it's like, yes, we do collect. I try to go through my, you know, stash. Anyway.
But we ended up getting our hands on Resident Evil 8, as we promised.
Resident Evil Village. I feel as, yeah, RE8, but Village is what, that's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
I guess it does center around a village.
It does, and this just came out on May 7th.
Yes. So I'm going to say there'd be spoilers because I've watched I haven't watched playthroughs. I watched people beat the game, so I know what the story plot points are. Slash, I have now beat 2/3 of the game. Like, I'm well on my way. Like, I a couple more hours and I will beat it, basically. A good maybe 3 to 4. Yeah.
Doesn't seem like as hefty a game.
I think it could be. There is an amount of me that is speeding through it, but there is an amount that I am, like, looking through stuff. But I just want to warn people who are like, I don't want to know about Resident Evil Village spoilers. There will be some spoilers. Mostly, I guess, for a little bit of plot points. I will try to leave, like, much up to the imagination. But there is some interesting things. But yeah, I basically, today I've beat, like, 3 out of the 4 quote-unquote main bosses.
Including Lady D?
Including Lady D, who is the poster child of this game, but she unfortunately does not feature a lot in this game. Which is, you know, I knew that that was going to be the case.
They kind of built her up to be, like, the big bad.
In a way, like, you could say that. She definitely, I would say poster child is probably the best way to say it. Similarly, they just left out a lot of information, and they really did try to elude you in things like the trailers and stuff. So, yeah.
So, I had also started it, and so far, I am also enjoying it. I'm not nearly as far in as you are.
No, it took me about an hour and a half to get to where you were.
I also had to restart because I was showing this to friends and had to go back and restart it for them.
No, that's a lie. Megan restarted it because Megan tried it on normal mode, and I was like, Megan, why would you do that?
I had this mistaken notion that normal mode would mean that I was able to just play a great game.
I just restarted it for no reason at all.
I was getting there. I had multiple reasons, you goofball.
Sure. I would say that was the main one, because casual is where it's at. Casual makes it a fun game. Like, I think we'll get into maybe a little bit about, like, people who are like, if you don't, you cheated yourself out of the game and the experience because you chose easy mode. But I feel that, I don't know, it discounts a lot of people who just, like, I don't know, can't play video games the quote-unquote normal way. You know, at this point, what is the normal way? Video games have 1,000,010 options.
A game should be able to stand not only on its gameplay, but also on its story.
As well, I would say it should be able to be played by more than one kind of people kind of thing, right?
If you want a dark and difficult game, go play Sekiro.
Yeah.
And if that's too much, like, that's too easy for you, go and play Dark Souls.
I don't know. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Dark Souls is very hard. It has a learning curve that's hard, or steep learning curve, but it's not hard. So, Resident Evil 8 takes place pretty much directly after Resident Evil 7. And you do play as Ethan Winters again, which is fine. He's kind of... In the status of Resident Evil main characters, he is pretty low. He's pretty low on the, like, he's pretty low on the tier list.
He's got the everyman charm to him where he's not an established character before 7.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the military training.
I think the only thing that's really interesting about Ethan is that his reactions feel genuine to the situation versus everybody else who's like, you know, sees a zombie and is like, oh, yeah, zombies. But Ethan's like, what? Why?
This isn't normal?
Yeah, like, can you explain? So I feel that that is something that is kind of refreshing for a Resident Evil series where somebody is actually like, what? Zombies? But why?
So to put a spoiler warning, Ethan, being the everyman, is not aware that his wife is already well established in this Resident Evil world.
Sort of.
He doesn't know that she's involved.
What do you mean?
Well, in Resident Evil 7, it's revealed, this is why I put the spoiler tag, that she is working with one of the companies that is trying to harness this power that reanimates people.
Sure, but I would say she doesn't know that, and also that she's not technically, like, I would say she's not a part of Umbrella. She doesn't really know what's going on other than that they were supposed to take care of a child on a ship. And then stuff happened. Mia is the impetus for Resident Evil 7, basically, because she sends a message that says, don't come after me, Ethan. And Ethan's like, okay, here I come.
My wife, trouble, need help.
I get it. But at the same time, she's like, don't do it. So in Resident Evil 8, we start off with you are married. Well, you were already married.
You were already married.
You have a child now. Her name is Rose.
You're dealing with your happily ever after.
Yes, but Chris Redfield, Chris Redfield, who is the bottom tier Resident Evil character for me, personally, I hate him. I think he's the worst. He's just boring. Leon is just 20 times more charming, charismatic, and interesting. Chris is very boring, and they should stop using them, and I wish they would stop using him.
He's your basic video game protagonist.
Yeah, and it's just at this point, he hasn't evolved into something more different, and I don't care. Anyways, Chris has moved you and Mia to Romania for some reason, because after the aftermath of Resident Evil 7, because he thought it would be a good idea for some reason. I can't explain why he thought this was a good idea, but he did. Yeah.
And Ethan has been going, under military training and pretty much has a sort of job.
Yeah, like, there's a bunch of backstory, but basically one night you go put your daughter down, go to have dinner with your wife, and Mia is just shot. She's just annihilated through the windows. Chris comes in, shoots her a couple more times, and takes your baby from you.
And then you wake up in the middle of the snow. In the middle of Romania. In the snow.
Well, yeah, we knew we were... in Romania.
Yeah, but how familiar would you be in a new country in the middle of nowhere after you have experienced what? A mysterious vehicle crash?
Yeah, no, like, okay, that's not...
Because that's what happens. You wake up with the vehicle you're being transported in, crashed, and there's bodies around.
Yeah, that was like, that's a very minor point that we went over very many times, but yes. I would say irrelevant, yeah. Ethan ends up in a village. Which is that is the main point of the game. And the village is sort of your hub, what it becomes. Which makes sense. Like, I was sort of assuming it would, considering that there are keys that you can't, or doors you can't open. And there's, like, a lot of doors. It follows your similar, like, Resident Evil fancy key situation. In this one, it does have this sort of, it's called, it's either called the winged key, or then when you finally get a part, it's called the unborn winged key. And it has 2 to 6 wings, and obviously, you know, it'll open whichever amount of you have. And you get the different pieces to make your key the more powerful key. I basically blasted through this game. It's fun. I'm definitely enjoying myself. It's enjoyable. I'm just sort of shooting around. I would say the castle parts are very enjoyable. There's things about this game that I think it almost could have been, there are things that could have been longer or more stretched out, because I feel after I went through the castle part, it seemed fairly short, and then the next part also, like, they seem fairly short, I guess, if you know what you're doing. And once again, I have sort of watched people, I guess, mostly I've watched people fight the bosses. But this game is, like, fairly linear, especially if you use your map. If you don't use your map, like, that's on you.
I don't like using the map.
Well, once again, that's on you. And in Resident Evil, the maps are incredibly useful. If you don't use the maps in Resident Evil, that's on you. I'm sorry, Megan, and other people, but it is incredibly easy to find things with the map. It has a fun little feature that basically it shows you if you haven't found everything in a place, which is left over from Resident Evil, I think Resident Evil 3, Resident Evil 2 Remake and 3 Remake, they added that in, which was great. It was a brilliant idea. They didn't have that in 7, but, you know, they got there with 8.
Okay, so I don't have much experience with previous Resident Evil games. I know there is a bit of a crafting system.
Mm-hmm.
In the previous ones, do you remember being able to craft ammo?
Yes.
And how were all the ingredients for ammo easily accessible? Because I find it's pretty easy with this one.
Yes.
Okay. It's what I do like is being able to go back to enemies, which are easy enough to take care of, I'm finding, and getting all the stuff that I need, so I don't ever feel like I'm going to run out of bullets or run out of healing items.
No, and you and I are both playing on casual, and once again, I think casual has made it, I want to say it's a little too easy. Like, there's some part of me that feels like there could be some amount of challenge, but I have not died once. I've never been close to death at this point. It's the weapons they give me are good, and then I have enough money and I find enough treasure to upgrade things to an extreme amount. So, like, my sniper rifle is an instant kill. And I really like the sniper rifle. Once again, they also give you things like there is a shop merchant, whose design is honestly, I don't think it's great. And then it's also because he is fat, and of course, that is a thing. And I think one of the things that bugs me most is that it does sort of feature, like, very specifically, he has this, it deals with food, right? You have to go around and find animals and kill them, and then you make food. Now, I don't really like that concept. I like everything about, like, finding it, especially because these fancy foods, they give you upgrades. Like, they give you permanent health upgrade or permanent defense upgrade, and it's nice. But I feel we could have put this in a different way, or possibly given the Duke a different design that wasn't sort of, like, kind of gross, kind of, like, intentionally, like, ha-ha-ha fat people. And I feel we're over this in video games at this point. Like, I think in Borderlands 2, a really good representation of, like, a really cool fat character is, what, Ellie is her name? I forget. Effie?
I
forget her name as well, but she's very good, very cute, funny, interesting, and it's not centered around her weight, which the Duke is that clearly we're pointing something out here, and I'm like, I get it. I like the mechanic of cooking stuff. I like being able to upgrade by finding resources, but we'd have had any kind of design.
I think what people really want is the shopkeeper from 4 back.
Well, that would be fine. He won't be back because he lives in Spain, and this is Romania.
They're still in Europe.
And I don't think they will do that. Resident Evil will take the chance to make a wacky character if they can. They're not going to reuse. Once again, the Duke, well, not once again, but if you don't know Megan, the Duke actually does reference the merchant from Resident Evil 4 in some of his dialogue. So, like, there's a little hint connection in there. Yeah, Do your research.
I got to get further in the game. And when Resident Evil 4 comes out in the remake, I will get it.
It's already been remade. Like, oh no, why would you, why? Why bother?
Because I don't like the, I had a hard time with the controls with the more recent update. I was playing it on PlayStation Now.
Okay, well, I would say you should try again because it's an older game. It was made for the GameCube.
But I still want to see them do the remake thing.
I think that's not a worthwhile time or resource for Capcom to be remaking Resident Evil 4 because it's a great game. And there are a lot of things about it that make it extremely special. And they can't do that. It's not going to be as good. Everybody will compare it to that one. The other ones, Resident Evil 2 and 3, were super easy to remake because those were, they're fine, but visually they absolutely needed an upgrade. Resident Evil 4 looks great. Like, that's a really good looking game for how old it is.
Yeah.
Like, the fire in that game is nuts. The fire animation, I'm just saying, you can't say these things without these backing up these sources and stuff.
They're probably going to do it.
Well, they are going to do it. I'm just saying there's no point. I'm just saying that there's, you should just play Resident Evil 4, the regular one, because it's actually a very good game.
I'll see if I can find it for the GameCube and see if it's easier to control that way.
I don't think so, but I think you should just tough it through a little bit. Maybe because the learning curve is hard.
It is hard. I was not having a good time in the hour that I played.
Yeah, you try harder. Resident Evil 4 is cool because it literally will make it easier for you if you're having a hard time. You just have to stick it out. And if it's too easy, it will make it harder for you. It doesn't tell you it does this, but it does. But yeah, I would say Resident Evil 4 doesn't need to be remade. I will die on that hill. Resident Evil Code Veronica X would be a great one to remake because it's basically Resident Evil 2 and 3, similar formula. Resident Evil 4 is very different compared to the rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a rant, but at the same time, I'm right. Like, and I know lots of people aren't interested in having it remade. Especially since there are other Resident Evil games that could be remade that are, like, bad/cult favorites. Like, when there's... Resident Evil 4 is already a favorite amongst many, right?
Right.
Why not make Code Veronica a favorite amongst many now, right? Why not? Code Veronica has some decent things, and if it was remade, I think, like, same RE engine, same third person, that would be enjoyable. And even though it has Chris, and I'm saying that even though you play as Chris for half of it.
Really don't like Chris.
He's just so boring.
But I think after I do this, I'm going to be willing to go back to play 7. I'll be brave and play 7.
Yeah, 7 is, like, so here's another thing I've been reading about. They actually lessen the scares in Resident Evil 8. Which I can see. There are certain parts that are definitely, like, very horror-oriented and very scary. But this is more of an action game, which for me is fine. Like, that is a little something more I can handle.
Same, because I'm very much a weenie when it comes to scary games.
Yeah, well, I'm, once again, like, I have a hard time playing scary games. But if I sort of know what I do need to do, and this game is very good at telegraphing where to go, how to do things, what to do.
What's breakable, what's not breakable.
Yeah, it's not, like, once again, this game isn't that hard. Like, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's not hard. And that's fine. Like, I don't think it needs to. I enjoy that they have sort of aspects of you get to backtrack in places. You get to explore a little more than you got to in, like, Resident Evil 7. You were really confined to that homestead. Whereas this, you have a whole village, you have at least 4 different areas, and you can go back to, like, I can go back to the castle if I wanted to. I could go back to the other places. Yeah.
Is the backtracking a little easier in this than in previous iterations as well? Because I know there was a lot of backtracking in, we were doing Resident Evil 2.
Yeah, so I find it a little easier, I think, because it's more spread out, whereas Resident Evil 2, primarily you are in a building, like the police station, with some adjacent buildings, whereas this is, like, it's kind of an open area where there are little house areas that you can go to, right?
Right.
There, and then there are many, many key gates, many, many that you unlock with one or two or five different keys, and then you go to a different area. So, like, for this game, there are some things about it that I am, like, I don't want to say I'm mad about, but I'm like, why did you do this? But I will, I can let it go because it's Resident Evil, because it's not my, I didn't do this. All I can hope is that, like, Chris will not be the next character in the next game. I'm a little worried that that might be the case, but I hope not.
If they can give us another everyman like Ethan,
that would be cool. Ethan's fine. I'm kind of bored of this. I want Claire back. I don't care.
I'd even like to see Mia as a main character.
Yeah, that'd be kind of interesting. There is just so many more. Like, Jill would be a great one to bring back.
Ashley?
And Unruined. No, I don't care. Ashley was never a... She was.
She can come back.
Sure, but she was the president's daughter and was not a playable character. Well, she was a playable character, but she doesn't fight. She pushes armor down. No, wait. She doesn't even do that. She runs away from suits of armor.
And she hides in boxes.
Yeah.
So, I will keep playing some Resident Evil 8, and when I'm done fighting some vampire werewolf situation, then I'm going to pick up and play Maid of Skier, and if I really need a palate cleanser... We got Pokemon Snap that we still need to crack open and load up.
Yeah, I was like, you should probably check that out. I'm going to beat Resident Evil in the next day or something. It's, once again, it's enjoyable. I'm having fun. But it's not hard, especially on casual, which is fine. I'm not really interested in, like, playing it again on a harder, like, on the normal difficulty.
Learn how to speedrun.
Maybe I will. Actually, you know what? They'll give me... Invincible gun. They'll give me like guns with multiple like unlimited ammo. Once I beat the game, maybe I will just like blaze through it.
You know what? I think I'd be down for that too once I get through it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think I will definitely give Resident Evil 7 a solid try after this too. See if I can be brave. See if this game actually does make me brave.
Well, I guess yes. Well, okay. Are you gonna beat it?
Yes.
Okay.
Just like I promised to beat all the other games.
Yeah, what about Persona Strikers? Remember that game?
No, what game are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, everybody. That's everything we got for you for this week. Go and check out Resident Evil 8. It's on PC, PlayStation 4, 5, and I'm having fun with it.
And the Xbox.
We don't have the Xbox.
I know, but other yes. people do.
Yes, you're right. It's on the Xbox, if you do have the Xbox.
It's like, don't leave them out, Megan.
And we'll be back next week, and hopefully by then we'll have finally played some more Pokemon.
Okay.
Snap.
Sure.
All right, everybody, keep changing.
Bye. Searching for memories within.
Yeah.